I am so excited to announce that I have released the first official tarot diagnosis spread book. Tarot and Self-Discovery is a therapeutic tarot journey with over 200 spreads, including over 152 card prompts and over 50 robust tarot spreads. You can purchase a physical copy on Amazon or a digital copy at thetarotdiagnosis.com. You are listening to The Tarot Diagnosis. I'm your host, Shannon. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and I also happen to have a love for tarot. Each episode, I invite you to reflect with me as I work to demystify the tarot and the human experience, all while exploring tarot's connection to mental and emotional health. While this podcast may feel therapeutic, it is not meant to take the place of psychotherapy. So grab your cards and join me as I work to create a pathway to better understand ourselves and those around us. I am doing something totally out of my wheelhouse today, and we are going to be psychoanalyzing through the lens of tarot a Taylor Swift song. I know it sounds a little absurd, and I've never done anything like this, and I admittedly am not, or I don't know, maybe I am now, but have never really been a Swiftie. I enjoy the Reputation era, but I didn't really get into Taylor Swift's music until she released Midnights. If you know me, you know, I tend to listen to mainly a combination of heavy metal and folk music, which I know is quite the juxtaposition. But I've recently come to realize Taylor has some serious bops. And since I've been kind of in my folky queer pop music era lately, I naturally was pretty excited when she announced the Tortured Poets Department release, and that double album really hasn't disappointed. It's a hauntingly beautiful anthology of someone who's been tortured by love more than once. And because I've been doing a lot of writing lately and listening to a lot of music in the process, most of which has been this Tortured Poets Department album, I was like, wait, I need to do a deep dive into one of her songs through the lens of tarot and maybe psychoanalyze it in the process, because I think it's a fun way to learn the cards, deepen your personal relationship to the cards, and also have fun. In the symposium, the tarot diagnosis community, we've had several conversations over the last couple of years that the community has been around combining music and tarot, and people have made playlists, people have had fun talking about which songs would represent which card. So I was also thinking about those experiences with members in the community and thinking, why not? This could be pretty fun. There were so many good songs to choose from, but I kept going back to one song in particular. It's not even my favorite song on the album, but I just kept gravitating towards it. And it's the song I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. If you haven't listened to it yet, pause this episode, go listen to it, and then come back. I'll wait. So I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, much like the majority of the songs on the Tortured Poets Department double album, can be summed up, I feel like, through the representation of the Five of Cups, you know, the archetype we most attribute to grief and loss. But what I find most fascinating about the song lyrically is she's describing her experience of having to perform and put on a literal show with a smile on her face amidst the most heartbreaking moments of her life. She doesn't have 1 second to grieve or focus on these lost, spilled, or broken cups, unlike the figure that we actually see in the traditional imagery of the Five of Cups. In this card, the person is transfixed on and seemingly overcome by the sight of what's been lost, whereas Taylor doesn't have the opportunity to even look at, observe, or mourn what she feels like she's lost. She has this massive obligation to perform the grandest, most ambitious tour of her life, and likely the most ambitious tour of any other performer to ever exist. While the Five of Cups feels like the overarching theme of this song and the double album as a whole, I do want to pick apart several verses in the song and explore the cards that came to mind for me while I was listening. The first verse opens with the lines, quote, "I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequin stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies," end quote. I feel like this verse screams the Empress and the Seven of Cups. We see the lines, quote, "She's having the time of her life, there in her glittering prime," end quote, depicted in the Empress, you know, because she's this figure draped in really ornate clothing, sitting on a throne in the middle of an overflowing and abundant garden of resources, really looking like she's soaking in all that there is to receive and give. When we think about the traditional meaning of the Empress, we know this archetype typically represents nurturing energy and someone who is ready and willing to offer their time, their resources, their love, their creativity, and also take time to create and also bear responsibility. When you're in your, quote, glittering prime, you've reached this point where you feel like you probably have it all, or you have the capacity to shower others with your own abundance, you know, whatever that may be, which is exactly what we see and experience with the Empress and with Taylor Swift and in her song, "I Can Do It With a Broken Heart." Throughout this song, we see the juxtaposition of this facade of abundance with the underlying theme of sarcasm and facetiousness in Taylor's lyrics, which really add several layers of complexity to the song as a listener and then someone who's kind of peeling apart the lyrics and seeing it performed live. It suggests that there's a deeper layer of irony and even some disillusionment beneath the surface of what she's allowing us to see. In the song, the Empress archetype is portrayed in a more exaggerated and maybe even superficial light because, you know, there's a reflection of having it all while also masking some inner turmoil and heartbreak. We could go as far as looking at the Empress's flowing dress, which is bedazzled with pomegranates. It almost feels like a distraction, just like Taylor hints at when she sings, quote, "The lights refract sequin stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies," end quote. Within the Empress card, it's easy to be distracted by her gown, just like it's easy to be distracted by the lights refracting the sequin stars from Taylor's gown and how it's encouraging us to see what she wants us to see, not what maybe she's truly feeling or experiencing. Because if we're focused on the magic of the lights and the show and the illusion, then we won't be impacted or affected by the pain and heartbreak she's experiencing. And now that I'm kind of talking about this out loud, you know, I'm talking about this like through the lens of the Empress archetype, which I feel like might give the impression that I'm talking about it upright, but I feel like we could also apply the reversed meaning of the Empress card here as well. The archetypal symbol of the Empress traditionally symbolizes themes of fertility, creativity, and abundance, but it also reminds us of the importance of nurturing ourselves, not just those around us. And in the context of Taylor's lyrics, there's a contrast between her outward appearance, her nurturing her fans, and this grand display of abundance. There's a lot of giving that we're seeing during the Eras Tour, paired with her acknowledgement of her underlying brokenheartedness. And we're invited to reflect on the nature of, you know, how are we truly fulfilled and taking care of ourselves? And also, are we being truly emotionally authentic? And of course, it can get tricky, right? Because we all have tasks and jobs to perform. And so often we, you know, as everyday people are showing up to work, masking the pain that we're feeling. Even as a therapist, it's so interesting, you know, as therapists, we also experience heartbreak and turmoil and chaos and pain. And it can be even difficult when we have to show up for our clients who are experiencing those same things. sometimes it is, allows us to be even more empathetic and compassionate because we're also experiencing it. But think about how difficult it can be for us to show up every day to our job or with our children, our friends, partners, you know, whatever, and feel like we have to kind of put on the show. Now imagine doing that in front of stadiums full of people who are just there to see you. Oh my God, I don't even want to think about it. And yet she does it. Which I really think speaks to the themes of resilience and self-preservation amidst adversity, which this song is actually highlighting, even though it's being sarcastic and facetious. But, you know, that kind of challenges our conventional notions of what success and happiness really is. And I think there's this nuanced portrayal of, you know, the empress archetype that we're talking about, being nurturing and giving and kind of having it all together. And also needing to sit and reflect on what true abundance really means for us and where it comes from and how it doesn't only have to come from these external achievements, but it can also come from feeling our own inner peace, contentment, and self-compassion. So I want to go back to the line, quote, "The lights refract, sequined stars offer silhouette every night. I can show you lies," end quote. Because this also feels very much like the Seven of Cups. The archetypal image of the Seven of Cups shows us someone standing in front of what seems like endless opportunities, temptations that are really just illusions, and, you know, maybe strong fantasies and desires, all of which are just dazzling and spilling out of these cups. Similar to the Seven of Cups, Taylor's lyrics suggest that she's showing us a world of allure and illusion, where the glittering facade of success and happiness obscures, you know, the harsh realities of being a human and having real human experiences despite being this deeply public figure. The line, quote, "I can show you lies," hints at this deceptive nature of, you know, having to put on a show, having to wear a mask so that people can't see what we're really experiencing. Because once the lights are no longer refracting, these sequined stars offer silhouette each night, we're no longer being offered the image of her glittering prime. We would only see raw truth, which in this case, she's telling us is pain and heartbreak. The Seven of Cups also encourages us to be introspective and have a little bit of discernment. It urges us to look beyond the illusions and really seek truth. In the context of the song, Taylor invites us to look behind the veil of, you know, the glamorous facade of being a pop star and the falsehoods that can accompany that, because it's really a mask of perfectionism. This exploration of illusion and disillusionment really, I feel like, resonates with the themes of self-awareness and authenticity that we are typically urged to face when we are presented with the Seven of Cups archetype, which really lends itself, this archetype really lends itself to, you know, the lyrics that I'm kind of just solely exploring right now, the quote, "The lights refract, sequined stars offer silhouette every night, I can show you lies." And, you know, as a listener, you might wonder, what do you mean you can show me lies? And it's this questioning that I feel like invites a deeper reflection on how deceptive appearances can be. And we may think everything is fine and dandy because we're seeing someone in their, quote, glittering prime. But if we know anything about dialectical behavior therapy, dialectical thought, if you've been listening to this podcast, you hear me talk about DBT all the time, we know that two opposing forces can coexist. And in this case, Taylor is both in her glittering prime and absolutely miserable at the same time. In fact, she straight up tells us she's miserable in the song when she says, quote, "'cause I'm miserable and nobody even knows," end quote. So this whole verse really highlights the importance of being able to discern reality from fantasy. Let's move on and talk about the next few lines in the song. So Taylor says, quote, "'cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle my shit. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, bitch, smile, even when you want to die. He said he'd love me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered and the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks because I can do it with a broken heart. End quote. So four cards come to mind immediately when I hear this part of the song. I think of the Ten of Wands, the Ace of Cups reversed, the Eight of Pentacles, and the Three of Swords. The Ten of Wands and reversed Ace of Cups really shine through as she's talking about being a, quote, real tough kid who can handle their shit, end quote. And the reverse Ace of Cups comes in when she says, all the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. So the Ten of Wands feels obvious here. Taylor seems to be someone who never wants to let anyone down. I think I read somewhere that she's never even canceled a show. I know she takes incredibly great care of her team. And she even says in the song, quote, I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art, end quote. In the Ten of Wands, we see someone hunched over, obviously experiencing some discomfort, carrying these, you know, heavy 10 wands all by themselves. Yet, look at how productive they are being. They're still carrying the wands. They're still getting shit done. We tend to see this behavior most in folks who tend to have a predisposition towards perfectionism, who may also feel an abundance of responsibility for the people around them, and for folks who might feel like they can't rely on others and like they just have to do it all by themselves. When we look at the reversed Ace of Cups, the traditional imagery feels a lot like Taylor's lyrics when she says, quote, all the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more, end quote. The water droplets actually look like shattered pieces of glass. And we know traditionally the Ace of Cups represents abundance and an overflowing of emotional resources. However, when we look at it reversed, this is actually a really beautiful and painful representation of someone feeling like they're supposed to have the capacity to continue giving in the midst of turmoil and heartbreak. I actually feel like this could be applied to folks who live with invisible chronic illness too, because the Ace of Cups appearance doesn't change. There's nothing about this image that changes even when it's reversed. Yet, you know, folks are still suffering, and because they don't visibly look different, the same expectations are still applied to them, even though it might take significantly more effort to perform those duties. When we see that with heartbreak, people can't tell when our heart is breaking or when we're experiencing tremendous emotional pain, because there's usually no outward display of that, unless, you know, of course, we're sobbing. The other two cards that I feel like deserve, I guess, like an honorable mention here are the Eight of Pentacles and the Three of Swords. Because if I were playing Taylor Swift charades and we had to guess the song strictly based on, you know, tarot card imagery or acting out a tarot card, this song would absolutely be the Eight of Pentacles and the Three of Swords. Because in the Eight of Pentacles, we see someone who's very committed to their craft, even though there are swords through their heart, which we see in the Three of Swords. So originally, I was only going to talk about the cards that I've already explored so far, but then I was scrolling TikTok, as one does, and Taylor's just all over my FYP. She, you know, she's finishing off her Eras tour. She's in Paris now, and she performed several of her new songs off the Tortured Poets Department album during this leg of the Eras tour in Paris. And she ended up performing the song that I'm talking about on this episode, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. So I was really excited to see her perform this song live, because I knew that I was already going to be doing this episode and diving into that song through the lens of tarot. And so I was excited to see how she artistically was going to depict this song. And I was not disappointed. I was so excited. And I feel like it even added a new layer of how I was interpreting the cards. So watching her perform the song live, I started wondering, wait, did I get this wrong? Am I interpreting it wrong? Because the performance really just feels like the Magician card. And I mean, I still stand by all the cards I've dissected already, but I think the song and the performance are ultimately a grand display of the Magician, which is the ultimate archetype of manifestation and transformation. The Magician is a reminder that our thoughts and actions have the power to shape our experiences, along with the context of what's happening around us in any given moment. It can be a really powerful card of personal empowerment. In traditional imagery, the Magician is a figure standing before an altar, holding a burning candle to the sky in one hand and pointing to the ground with the other. This imagery symbolizes the Magician's ability to connect with sources outside of themselves and channel that energy into the material world, which is really what we see Taylor Swift do, not just in her performance and being able to do things with a broken heart, but also just lyrically and in her music. You know, she's able to channel this energy that she's experiencing, this internal experience, into something that is material and then given to the rest of the world. While the Magician is often seen as a reminder of our inherent resilience and manifestation abilities, it's also really easy to have blinders on and forget what else we have access to and what we can become. So instead of simply viewing this as maybe a divine connection or, you know, that there are sources outside of us, we can interpret the Magician as almost a gentle nudge to ask, okay, well, what support do I have at my fingertips? What do I have control of that can help me either manifest or transform into what I need to manifest or transform into? The common interpretation of the Magician card can often overlook an important element of the imagery, and that is the candle burning from both ends and pointing to the sky. I feel like this is a compelling depiction of what it feels like to be near exhaustion and burnout, experiencing heartbreak, as we're talking about through this song, and using up every ounce of energy we have just to simply make it through the day, let alone, oh my God, a world tour. Even the most resilient folks among us reach a point where they need help and support. So this archetype acts as a reminder that we don't have to do it alone, that we do and can have access to support and resources outside of ourselves. And instead of viewing our life journey as solely a personal one, we can also see it as an opportunity to ask for help and support from the people around us, from the universe, from our communities, because ultimately that fosters connection and makes us feel like we're less alone when we're experiencing something like heartbreak and then we have to put a mask on in order to show up, you know, at our job or for our friends or for our family or in Taylor Swift's case, a world tour. It can feel so isolating because at the end of the day, our heartbreak is our own. It doesn't belong to anybody else's and no one will know exactly how we're feeling. But if we allow ourselves to be supported and absorb the loving, caring energy of the people around us, our communities, then it feels maybe even just 10% less isolating. Ultimately, the Magician is a reminder that, you know, this transformation that either Taylor Swift's experiencing or that we want to or need to experience can occur with a sense of ease when we allow ourselves to tap into resources, not only within ourselves, but the world around us. And I think it's safe to say that Taylor's remarkable fan base was a significant ingredient in her ability to do what she does, even with a broken heart. Thank you so much for listening to The Tarot Diagnosis. For more tarot and mental health content, follow The Tarot Diagnosis on Instagram. You can also subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode and sign up to receive The Tarot Diagnosis emails where you'll have access to exclusive spreads and exciting announcements. To join an incredible community of tarot and psychology enthusiasts, join the Tarot Diagnosis membership community, The Symposium, by visiting thetarotdiagnosis.com.